This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Now that the government's back up and running, for the time being anyway, there are a couple of global trade items on the to-do list. China talks were this week, as we mentioned, and as we've been telling you. Now, Japan. President Trump has been going round and around with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about bilateral negotiations. They could have started as early as January the 20th, but shut down. In the meanwhile, though, a new trade deal between Japan and the European Union goes into effect today. You throw that in with the new, not including America, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and there's a whole lot going on in the Western Pacific that the United States is not a part of. Thing is, Japan's a big export market for us, agriculture in particular. So some U.S. meat producers are kind of on edge, as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains.
Last spring, Ashley Coles found herself in Tokyo, standing around a Weber-style grill, cooking some thick American steaks, while Japanese chefs and social media foodies looked on.
Teaching them how to take larger cuts of meat and bringing them to where they have grills in these parks, teaching folks how to go and use these grills to have the similar experience as what we would have here if we were grilling out in our backyard.
Coles is a cattle producer and head of Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. She was part of a trade mission to tout the benefits of U.S. beef. Before this trip, she didn't really think of herself as an exporter.
We really don't know for sure when we send them to a packer or a processor what the final market will be for those animals.
Japan is famous for its premium meats, like its beautifully marbled Kobe beef. But it's also an important export destination for U.S. beef. The U.S. Export Federation estimates the U.S. exported more than $2 billion of beef to Japan last year, often parts of the cow that Americans don't typically eat.
We went to a Costco in Tokyo, and sliced beef tongue actually costs more per pound than a T-bone steak.
In fact, the U.S. sells more beef to Japan than it does to any other country. Problem is,
all of our competitors in the Japanese market are now going to face a lower tariff rate than where we are.
Kent Backus is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. His big concern is Australia, the main competitor for U.S. beef in Japan. Both countries used to face the same roughly 40% tariff when selling to Japan. But thanks to trade agreements Australia signed, its tariff will drop each year for 15 years until it gets to 9%. The U.S. will be stuck at that nearly 40% rate unless it makes a new trade deal of its own.
The saving grace for us right now is the fact that Australia is going through a terrible drought. But it will rain again in Australia someday, and those pastures will recover. Their herd numbers will grow. And at that point, Australian beef will become much more competitive. The price point will be at a point where we just can't match it.
The lower price doesn't necessarily mean Japanese buyers will forsake American products for Australian ones. That's according to Andrew Muhammad, a professor at the University of Tennessee Institute of Agriculture. He's tried to model the effects of these tariffs and says as the Japanese continue to buy more red meat, that growth will go to the countries with the lower tariffs.
We did find a clear gain for Australian beef in Japan.
As in $100 million to $400 million a year in additional exports.
If the U.S. is unable to negotiate an agreement with the Japanese government and gain equivalent market access for U.S. beef as Australia has already gained, and then there is a potential lost opportunity.
A lost opportunity of about $300 million a year for U.S. producers. And it's not just beef. European pork producers have a similar edge thanks to the new EU-Japan trade agreement. So the clock is ticking. The U.S. is just starting talks with Japan, and trade agreements can take years to work out. There's this peer pressure element to them. As other countries create agreements to lower tariffs, the U.S. needs to negotiate similar deals just to keep up. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.